Now, we're talking today with Mrs. Vesta Tyler. And were you born in Westboro?
No, I wasn't. We came to Westboro. Well, I started in the fifth grade at Elsie Hastings, the school teacher.
Right. Oh, now is that the Hastings that the elementary school was named after?
Then I had I didn't have Miss Fagel. She's quite lonely too.
Right.
But I had both the Gilmore teachers, Alice Gilmore and Maude Gilmore.
What was school like? What do you remember? Because fifth grade, I would imagine you remember pretty
grade,
well. What was it like?
One thing about the school I thought might be interesting. Uh-huh. My grade, my ninth grade, was the last one they ever had.
Oh.
After that, they discontinued the ninth grade.
They did.
And when I went into high school as a freshman, the eighth grade went in with us, too.
Oh.
And that was down on School Street,
where the
veterans housing.
Right.
That's where the high school in the eighth and the ninth grade were.
What do you remember what you did, what your day was like? Did you start very early in the morning?
What's that?
Did you start your day very early in the morning?
Oh, I think it started the usual time like it does now.
Did you live in the center of town, or did your family come from, you know, out in the farm area? Did you live in town, or did you live on a farm?
No, I lived on the first house we lived in. It was 97 West Main Street.
Oh, right.
We didn't live there too long. Then we moved to 26 Summer Street. I think my brother has been taped before. My father was in the trucking business. Had horses, and there was a big barn went to that house, so that's the reason they went there.
How did you get to school? By the trolley? Did you take the trolley to school?
Walked.
You walked?
We didn't ride to school in those days.
What was your school day like? What kind of subjects did you have?
Well,
do you remember?
Down the grade school, of course, it was just reading and arithmetic and geography and penmanship and things like that, you know, history.
Yeah.
Same old story.
Yeah. What did the children do? Now, did you have a recess period that you could go out?
In
what
the
did you do?
Middle of the morning, we went out in the yard or played if it wasn't storming or raining, but I think that was just for a short while, perhaps 15 minutes maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But I know when we went up to on School Street there to school, because I lived on Summer Street, that's quite a walk.
Right.
We thought nothing of going home and having our dinner and coming back again, and all you'd have is 1 hour.
Oh, boy.
But you didn't think anything about
it. You were used to it.
Yeah. The youngsters have been pretty soft nowadays.
Well, with the buses, yes.
Yeah, buses.
Not, they don't have to walk the
they
way
can't
they used
walk
to.
Anywhere.
Right, and of course you had to go even when the weather was bad.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't.
But then that's the same with other older people, so many automobiles. People don't walk like they used to.
That's right. That's very, very true. What did you do? Did you have chores at school? Did you have to help the teacher, you know, like with the blackboard and things? Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
Things
of course,
like
you had to erase the boards and things like that. That was a privilege.
That was. You were special to do
that.
Yeah,
that was special.
What about after school? Did you ever go downtown to any of the shops, or did you have to go right home?
Well, usually you went right home.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you had homework, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go home, and then the rest of the day was ours.
What did you usually do? Is there anything particular, remember, you like to do?
Games or visit with your friends, you know. Depends on whether you were a girl or boy what you did.
Sure. What did the girls like to do? Do you remember what, you know, the girls thought was a lot of fun?
Well, I remember at recess time quite often. I remember one day in particular, we were playing Drop the Handkerchief, I think it was. There was one girl, she was quite stout, and she was husky, and of course she was running around, and when they dropped the handkerchief, running away from the one that got the handkerchief, you know. And she came by me. She grabbed a hold around my waist, and she hung on, and she pretty nearly tore my whole skirt right off.
Oh, dear.
So I had to go home and change my dress.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
All those funny things happen.
Yeah. The boys had more sports, right? You girls didn't really. You have
just
sports the way they do?
Just sports, you know.
Yeah, the boys.
Boys, sports are more for boys in those days.
Yeah. Did you have any teams in school that, you know, you'd go and watch the boys?
I don't remember what we did.
What do you remember of downtown, the center?
I remember lots of things about downtown, because the stores were all different.
Yeah.
But I was thinking today about the trolley cars. You could go to Northborough, Hopkinton, Marlborough, Worcester. Or the trains ran and they stopped off and down here. There was no problem with transportation.
You didn't worry
in those
about
days.
Not having
not like it
something
is now.
For your family. Yeah, that's that really, when I look at it now, what a convenience that must have been, because you couldn't get anywhere.
But just, we used to go to Worcester quite frequent, Marlborough, everywhere.
That was nice. Was there any shop or anything, a particular shop downtown that you remember that you really liked, or, you know, one that you remember well that was really nice or interesting?
Well, of course, there was grocery stores and meat markets. The bank, the post office was right in there with the savings bank, where the guaranteed bank is now. And where the savings bank was, they had a grocery store, Crandall's grocery store, I think that was the name of it. And across the street from the bank, there was Forbes and Newcomb's. That's in where Bob, what's his name, the insurance man, Daniels,
right.
That's where he is now. We didn't have any big stores like the A&P until later on.
We finally
had that down on the end of Summer Street, but they were all small stores.
And you got to know everybody.
Oh, I knew everybody in town. Then.
Sure. About, do you have any idea how many people lived in Westboro when you were, you know, a little insane
but
high school?
But we knew
so.
Who everyone was. If we didn't know and speak to, we knew who they were. You go downtown now, you don't know half a dozen people.
Right, that's right. It's grown a lot.
They're all strangers. The town has grown so.
There was, now I heard there was a candy shop or a sweet shop down there. Do you remember that?
A candy?
Candy or sweets.
Mean Winchenback store?
Yes.
Yes, that was on the corner. You had to go up steps to get in there. I've often thought that was a good idea, because up until recently, I couldn't speak for right now. Maybe they got it fixed, but when it rained, there was a regular pond down there at the corner of Milk Street. And I guess it ran into the stores in the past, when they had stairs, I was to go up to Winchenbeck's. No chance of getting in there, unless I went down solo.
Did you like going in there? Was that a special treat to go in there?
She had everything, candy, and everything you wanted there.
Do you remember anything particular that was really good? That you were, you know,
anything in the line of candy.
Yeah. That was
plus
nice.
They had several big factories years ago that they don't have now.
Yeah.
Slowly they've burned down.
Right. Somebody was telling me that a lot of people, you know, would leave high school because they'd go to work in the factory. Did you know anybody, any of your friends ever do that, to go to work in any of the factories? Because they said the work, the pay was good, and
I really
some
don't
people
remember.
Left.
I don't think the young people went to work so much as they do nowadays. They had to help at home.
Right.
Usually big families.
Right.
You know, one thing I thought was interesting with the, when I look at the nice fire department they have now. Where they used to be when...
What was it like? Because I don't, you know, of course I...
None of them were driven. They were drawn by horses.
Right.
You know, we lived on Summer Street, and in the... we'd have a power, and then there was a big living room back next to that, nearest the kitchen. And up over the window in the living room, there was quite a large alarm bell. And when the fire whistle went off... That bell would ring and what a racket it made. Oh. It awake the whole house. Everybody woke up in our house when there was a fire, and of course the men folks used to dash out the barn to get the horses harnessed up and tear down the street with them, running behind the horses with the reins, and over across where the ice cream parlor is down there. And they'd hitch him up that fire wagon, and I don't know how anything was ever saved. I don't think there's too much that was saved.
Yeah.
But they had really some bad fires with the factories and everything.
Sure, sure. Of course, everything was
but
wood.
But the fire department is so nice now, outside of what
they're
I can
so
remember.
Quick. You know, they're really quick. Did you have like a volunteer fire department?
What?
A volunteer fire department? I mean, men would...
Well, I think they must have had a fire chief, but I think it was mostly volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And everybody would get up and run.
Yes.
And go to it. That is really interesting. Mm-hmm. What other things do you remember? What about police? Did you have policemen? Policemen?
Policemen?
Yeah. You know, say really when you were very young. Yeah.
We had a few police, nowhere near what we have now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the police chief... I think he'd been here for years. I was trying to think what his name was. I'm awful. You know, when I got my age, you can't remember things.
Oh, well, you've met a lot of people over the
Sometimes
years,
I can't remember my next-door neighbor's name. It goes for me just like that. But we didn't have a big police department they have now.
Just a few.
But that's the way you expect.
Sure. Oh,
they
well.
They need them now.
They need more. Have more
and
people.
And they didn't have all this trouble they have now either.
What did you young people like to do? Say, when you were in high school age, were there dances and parties and things that you go to?
That was it. There was more done right at home and right in your own town. Oh, yes, we used to love to go dances, all sorts of dances.
Uh-huh.
The Grange Hall and the Town Hall.
Uh-huh.
And you get on the trolley car and go down to Lake Chauncey. That was quite a treat on
Saturday. And they had a place where you could dance at Lake Chauncey?
Sure.
Sounds nice.
They had nice big orchestras down there. You know, it really was good. I really think the youngsters nowadays, they missed a lot.
Yeah, well, it seems very, very nice socially, you know, to be able to.
I think they do.
Especially with the live. I think what I was interested in was the music was live. You had orchestras.
Yeah.
It must have been very nice to go out for an evening and listen to the orchestras. And
it sure was.
I heard some of them were very good, too.
They miss a lot, I think, the children nowadays, but of course they have a lot more advantages, too.
Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they appreciate it sometimes. That's true of the house life, too. They have things much easier than what we used
to
have.
Okay, there's a good question. What do you remember, your mother, and what was her day like? You know, having the things that she had to do?
There was eight of us children and family, so her day was very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we all... had our chores to do, especially on Saturdays. But I remember when she had the first washing machine she ever had. You used to have to use a scrub board, and put your clothes on the boiler and in the boiler on the stove.
Boiling your clothes.
But and there was a big washing machine, but you used to rock back and forth. But that was something. But she needed it.
Sure she did, with eight of you, yes.
Yeah.
And what about now? Does she have the old iron?
Yeah.
And what
we had to, awful. We had to help around the house, the girls.
Mm-hmm.
There was quite a few of us, especially on Saturdays. I never knew what it was to go out and play on Saturday morning.
That was
your
day.
Too much to do, you know. Of course, she had to have help.
Sure.
All that family.
That's right.
Sewing and cooking and everything else.
What was your, did you have a garden at home to help with the food?
They had a garden outside, out in the country somewhere. There wasn't room enough there to have a garden.
So
we had a little bit of a one out in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
Everybody had gardens in those days.
Oh, sure, yeah. Now, did your mother can and put things up and you girls had to help?
So did I when I got married and keeping house. I can. They don't can much nowadays.
I think they're getting back into it though.
I think they are a little.
Younger women are finding it's economical.
Yeah.
It sure is a lot. I think they are less expensive. Though now with freezers, I think too, people use the freezer. You don't have to can, but I think a lot of people do can.
It's kind of fun canning, you know.
It's not bad.
Put things down sour on the shelf, look at all those things you had ready.
Yeah.
Helped out.
Imagine with a big family, it did help out. Sure. What else do you remember around the house that do you remember doing around the house? Anything in particular? Do you remember doing anything else around the house that has changed a lot?
Well, not especially. You know, back to stores. One store, I think, an awful lot of Westbrook people missed them was Wagner's Bakery.
Yes, I think everybody mentions that. What was it like?
The cooking was so good. You know, mostly like your home cooking. Their bread was out of this world. So many people say they missed that bread.
I bet they do.
It's nothing like what you buy in the store.
Oh, no. Did he make, during the holidays and things, did he make anything special? Did you remember, were there any cakes or things that he used to make that you remember being really good?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think they made so much of holidays as they do nowadays.
Really?
I don't think they did regular baking. I don't remember they did. Of course, Saturday nights was always baked beans and brown bread.
Really?
Frankfish and more, sure.
And you made your own beans.
What?
You made your own beans.
Oh, yes. I knew how to make beans. That's another chore I had to do at home. Every night, every Saturday, Friday night, it was my job to pick over the beans and put them to soak. And the next day, get them ready to go in the oven. And another thing I had to do, of course, we had a bread mixer. Later on, they didn't have that early.
Yeah.
And I used to have to mix up the bread with the bread mixer. I knew how to do it without getting out the recipe. Of course, my mother tended to it the next day.
Sure.
I don't know if I want to go back to it, though.
We younger people look at it and they say, oh, wasn't that nice? And it had, there was a lot of charm. And of course, your pace was a little slower, which today we have a lot of running around.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the conveniences you've seen come along
in
the years have really been.
We'd always have a barrel of flour and a barrel of sugar.
Barrel.
You wouldn't have the little quantities they had nowadays.
Oh, wow. That's true, we kept all that stuff.
Put up pickles and the crocks and put them down cellar.
There's plenty to do. Yeah, did you keep apples too downstairs?
Apples and potatoes through the winter. You didn't have to go downtown all the time.
That's true. Yeah, you didn't have as many errands, I suppose.
We used to like an excuse though to go downtown.
Must have been fun. We were talking a couple of people about, of course, the 4th of July is just a few days away. What do you remember of the 4th of July when you were young? Was there any particular celebrations? What was it like? What was your day like?
Well, pretty much the same, although I think they had more fireworks than they have nowadays.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the individual family had their fireworks.
Right.
We all had sparkles galore.
Oh,
it was wonderful for youngsters, you know.
Yeah. Did your family
I remember just one 4th of July, we were allowed to stay out all night. That seemed to be the thrill, to stay out all night. But I couldn't make it. I was home early morning, crawling into bed. There was no fun in that, but you think you want to do these things, you know, and you have the opportunity. It isn't what it's, you think it is.
That's very true. Did you have a family picnics on 4th of July?
No.
Did all your cousins get together, or did you have family that was near?
Well, we didn't have too many relatives handy here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think that was a thing that they used to do. The families used to get together and have family picnics and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice. But I guess when we were younger, that used to take place, but not since we came to Westbrook.
Right. They had. Did they have fireworks at Lake Chauncey or any special 4th of July things down
there?
Yeah,
they used to. I don't know if they had them down at Lake Chauncey or not. It seems to me they were down in the in the field back of where the Bay State has for a parking lot. Mm-hmm. I think that's where the fireworks used mm-hmm. to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, we had those, all sorts.
I know they, you know, so many laws with them now that on fireworks that there aren't as many. Plus, they're very expensive. Fireworks are very expensive today.
Yeah, well, I think they were expensive then in those days, but not like they mm-hmm. are now. Everything's more expensive.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else do you just...
Like the bakery bread. Love, used to be able to buy that for 10 cents a loaf.
Oh, wow.
And now a good size loaf,
sure.
too, you know.
And of course it was well made, too.
Yeah,
it was good bread.
A very nice bread.
Mm.
Yeah. Those were some of the things you miss.
Yeah. Oh, good bread is nice to have. I think people are getting back to baking.
Well, we're having a pretty good time now, so
can't
don't miss too much. We had a good childhood. There's
sure.
no use talking, but it's different.
Mm, right. What kind of toys? What kind of toys did you have? Do you remember any toys you had when you were growing up that you really remember?
Oh, yes, I had my doll carriage.
Mm-hmm.
And doll.
What was your doll carriage like?
Yeah.
What was your doll carriage like?
Well,
do you remember?
Kind of old-fashioned looking. Uh-huh. So I don't like the carriages, you know.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I got a little bit older, I had a bicycle too.
Uh-huh.
We had average things.
Right.
We were just an average family.
Did your family make things, make toys for you, or were most of yours bought?
Well, there was an uncle in the family that used to make pretty good toys,
uh-huh.
but my immediate family, I don't think they did. No.
Did you? You had a doll. Did you used to make clothes for her?
Oh, sure.
What was the doll like? Do you remember?
Well, I had a very pretty one once.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a friend of my mother. She lived out of town and they were friendly, and she sent both my sister and I a doll and had some beautiful clothes for her that she had a regular set for each one. But my doll was blonde and had blue eyes, and my sister's doll was the dark eyes
mm-hmm.
and dark hair. And they were, those dolls were lovely. I never forgot those.
Were they big? Were they large?
No, about that.
Uh-huh, about
just
12,
an ordinary size doll.
Yeah.
Of course, we always have rag dolls, too. Everybody has rag dolls.
Rag dolls.
When they're younger.
Yeah, yeah. Did your mother make those?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, they were practical. They didn't get broken.
Oh, yes.
Really,
that's
nice.
Right.
Yeah. You said you got a bicycle. When you were a little older, were you allowed to go around? Of course, they didn't have as many cars, and,
oh,
and
yes.
you
never had to think
free
of that.
To ride where you wanted to.
Sure. Yeah, you could ride any way you wanted with bicycles. There was no restriction, and it wasn't too unsafe.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there were horses and buggies, but a few automobiles around, but I don't remember many.
You don't? Yeah.
No, maybe they were, but I don't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
I know we finally had an automobile in our family before we were grown up.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed riding with it sometimes. It all depended on who was driving it.
Yeah. You had wild drivers, huh?
I know, but they never went so fast as they do now.
No.
I still don't like to go fast.
No, it's not. It is very fast.
Yeah.
A lot faster than I'm sure in the beginning. What another thing I was interested in particularly was, what were weddings like then? You know, weddings and showers. Was it as fancy as today, or was it a simpler? I know people did get married at home, and
yes, they did. But
did they have everybody in for receptions and things like they do today, or?
I don't think they are so elaborate as they have now. They may have been with the families that perhaps had more money,
mm-hmm.
maybe, the wealthy people,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
They probably had big celebrations and everything, but the ordinary family, I don't think so. They were just in their own
immediate
group,
family,
you know.
Yeah, right. And what about, like, did you have wedding showers for brides? Did you have... You know, showers and parties.
I guess so.
And
I don't remember too much about that. I don't think they went into it too much.
They weren't as fancy as they are today.
Of course, they do now. Now it's a regular thing.
Oh, yeah.
Church weddings and everything.
That's right. That's right. Do you remember in school or in church and things, were there different clubs and organizations that young people belonged to? Were you, were they active and things like that?
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
I was brought up in the Episcopal Church, mm-hmm. and that was a little church. It was almost like a little barn in back of the corner of West and Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a girls' friendly society there that was for the girls. And we sang in the choir, you know. I never could sing for beans, but they figured I filled out a place. Looks just more than it was, you know. But that was nice. They taught us the girls' friendly how to sew and different stitches to take, you know, things like that. Ruby Winchin, Ruby Stone.
Right.
She was the one that taught us about our sewing.
That's very nice. And what about in school? Were there any clubs or anything in school that you could belong to?
I don't remember any. No. I don't remember
any.
They do so much for the children nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they appreciate or not.
Yeah.
But
you really found your own activities then.
Yes, we did. But, you know, we made our own fun, you know, because there's always skating in the wintertime, sliding.
Where did you go skating?
Well, I used to go skating down off of South Street. I can't remember what we used to call that pond. It's off of South Street or off of Baxter Street down there. Well, probably somebody can tell you the name as well as not, but that was quite a walk. We thought nothing of it, going down there. Skating nights. We didn't go down school nights.
You go at night? Did they build fires around so you could see?
Oh, sometimes, yeah. Then we used to go sliding. We used to come way down here to where the high school is, you know, that big hill up there.
Right.
Many a time I've been up on the top of that and come down of the double runner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's what they call them. We hold several people.
Right.
And when sometimes I think of the places we did slide down, I don't know how we dared to. Sometimes we come down between two stone wall on each side, just the open place for wagons to go through. It came down through there.
You must have had a good driver.
What they call a double runner, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had the iron runners and then the long body.
Getting so I can't remember anything.
Well, they haven't been around in a while. That's
I haven't forgotten my own name yet.
Did you go on any sleigh rides at all in the winter? Sleigh rides.
Those were loads of fun.
Did your family have a sleigh or did you take a friend?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been
nice. In fact, my father used to take some of the sleigh rides with his horses, you know, put some hay on it.
Right.
Oh, that was a treat. Go out in the evening on a sleigh ride.
That would be nice.
Oh, yeah, I'll say so. That's the way the children that live way out in the outskirts, way out, they used to get a ride to school with the barge, they used to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the wintertime, that was on a sleigh, too.
Right.
But there's not the trouble they have for them in these buses nowadays. There's one man in particular that used to come up from Flanders Road down that way and bring those children up from there. And Mr. Murphy, his name was, and believe me, there's no monkey business on his. If they didn't behave themselves, he'd put them off.
Yeah.
They could go the best way they could get there.
Why?
They knew better when they were cut up, you know.
Right.
But now they don't. They know you can't touch them, so they get away with murder.
Yeah. That sounds like they really had that. Sounds going to school on a sleigh. That sounds really
things have changed.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
For the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Are there any things that you remember that I haven't asked, or you know, little thoughts that you had on growing up in Westboro?
Aunts or uncles?
No. Any thoughts? You had on, you know, things that you remember or that I haven't asked you about?
I don't know as I do. I can't remember much of anything anyway.
enjoyed your childhood, though?
Oh, yes, sure. I think you do if you're in a big family. I think these children I brought up just won the family that they don't know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. A lot of activity.
Yeah. Everybody was welcome in our house. And like, especially Saturday mornings, sometimes they'd, brothers or even myself, we used to bring home somebody to stay all night. My mother never knew how many was coming down to breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all right.
It was okay with her.
Sure.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
How long does that last?
Well, I think we're just about...